We're going to continue now with the next siman, siman taf reshayin aleph, and it says as follows. It says, the person has to be very, very careful. We have to be very careful when we are lighting the nerot of Chanukah. Why? Because even an ani amid panes mina tzedakah, which means even a poor person, a person that is needy, that he's asking for tzedakah, he has to borrow or sell his clothing in order to purchase the oil for the candles. So imagine what it is, the nerot of Chanukah, that it's so important that a person would have to actually, even a poor person would come and sell his clothing in order that he would be able to come and light the candles of Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Gemara, Haragil baner, havyan lo banim tamidei chachamim, shenemar kinei mitzvah v'torah or. So what does that mean? It says that if a person is always going to be very cautious in the lighting of the candles, he will have children which are tamidei chachamim, children which are very smart, which are tamidei chachamim, as he says, from the pasuk, ner mitzvah v'torah or, ner mitzvah v'shabbat and chanukah. So that's why it's important, right, of the ner mitzvah v'shabbat and chanukah. It is actually very interesting. I remember once hearing a shiur, I think it was Rav David Peretz, that he said, a lot of people are very strict to do olive oil for the nerot of Chanukah. And on nerot of Shabbat, they will use even nerot of Shava of wax. He says, technically, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this down to do with the nerot of Chanukah, but in nerot Shabbat, he does bring it down, which means nerot Shabbat, a person should be very stringent that they should, as much as possible, use oil, right? Olive oil for lighting the candles. Because that is obviously the best way of fulfilling the mitzvah, which is actually brought down in Hilchot Shabbat. Now it says over here like this, what exactly does it mean that if a person is going to be haragil bener, which means if he's going to be accustomed in lighting the candles, he's going to have children which are tamidei chachamim. So it says, here means, right, that a person should be careful with all the different halachot and the segula of the mitzvah. If a person is careful that way, then for sure he will have children which are tamidei chachamim. Okay, now the second opinion says is that the kavanah is that you're going to do more than the obligation, which you're obligated to do. And that's the kavanah of kiner mitzvah. Ner yechidi of Shabbat and Chanukah. Why? Because we know that even for Hilchot Shabbat, one candle is enough. Just like Hilchot of Chanukah, one candle is enough. However, though we go like Bet Hillel and we continue adding that every single night, we do the minimum, which is one candle, plus we keep on adding every single night than the other ones which were obligated. How so too, Hilchot Shabbat, the Ikar Adin is one candle, right? That means if somebody is going to ask you, how many candles do you have to light every single night of Shabbat? The answer is really one. We do two, right? One of the reasons why we do two is because of Zachor v'Shamor b'Dibur Echad. Since it's written in the Torah, Zachor v'Shamor, Zachor in one of the Aseret Dibrot, Shamor in the second Aseret Dibrot, and then what happens is that we have a Kabbalah, we have this tradition that it was b'dibur echad, it was said in one voice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu utter them together, right, as if to say in one cause, which they're both the two separate halachot. So therefore you have one candle for the Zachor, and one candle for the Shamor. But mi'ikar adin mitzad halacha, it was already enough, just one candle. And the same thing with Chanukah. So therefore, if we're going to do more and above and beyond, that's when we are going to have children which are Talmidei Chachamim as well. Right? And the third one is the Zehirut in the Inyan of that, how are you lighting? In a beautiful utensil and with Shemen Zayit Zach, with pure olive oil that's brought down in the Peleuet. So again, as we already mentioned, that's why it is important to try as much as possible to fulfill the mitzvah properly by using the olive oil, by using a very nice Chanukiah, nice the wicks. Everything should be very nice, right, in how we are fulfilling it, in order that, Bezat Hashem, we should have children which are Talmidei Chachamim.